This is a wild Joseph P. Farrell off the end of the twig, high octane speculation. There's two things I can't make sense of, Catherine. Number one is the insistence of this misadministration to continue this ridiculous war in the Ukraine. And number two, Jeffrey Epstein. I strongly suspect there's a relationship between the two stories. And the reason why is that I strongly suspect that the Ukraine has been functioning as a honeypot for these people, for their biowarfare programs, for their human trafficking programs, and for their money programs.
So what I believe is that I believe Epstein was a not the core part of laundering the $21 trillion stolen from the U.S. government. So I'm going to show you a chart that we put up for this story in just a second, but let me back down. If the U.S. economy, if the U.S. government has $32 trillion, almost $33 trillion of outstanding debt, the first and most important thing to understand about that debt is we don't need to have $32 trillion of debt. We could have just, the Treasury could have issued the currency.
Right.
So we could just have $32 trillion of outstanding currency and no debt.
Right.
Okay, so problem number one is we owe the bankers $32 trillion that we didn't need to owe them.
Right.
So it's a fake debt trap. That's number one.
Yep.
Number two is of that 32 trillion, there's 21 trillion missing. And almost all of it, 20 trillion, went missing through the Department of Defense.
Yep. Yep.
Right. And the biggest disappearance was 6.5 trillion in 2015 when Janet Yellen was chairman of the Fed. I want to point out that this is a 21 plus $33 trillion problem. Because one, we could have had, you know, if you ran it honestly, we could have just issued $32 trillion or $33 trillion of currency. We didn't need $33 trillion of debt. And
right.
We could have not stolen the $21 trillion of the proceeds.
Right.
So 33 plus 21, that's a $54 trillion. And there's indication that there's a lot more money going missing since 2015 when the 6.5 trillion went missing, but we don't know what those numbers are because the US government took the books dark, right?
Yep.
Harvard goes dark, then the US government goes dark. What a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
Right. And so the whole system itself is completely absurd.
It's totally absurd.
Right. And what it says is, you know, it cost us $55 trillion or so to enjoy the Fed. We're paying $55 trillion since the foundation of the Federal Reserve for the privilege of being stuck with the Fed.
Yeah, I know.
Right. So what do we need them for?
The whole thing is so nuts. And, you know, on top of this, on top of the missing money, let's add yet another little feedback loop in this chain of missing money, and that's the Ukraine. There
right.
is absolutely no oversight of all of that money
right.
that we're handing to Zelensky to do what?
I'm assuming
lose a war? And you can't tell me all that money is going for weapons and so on and so forth.
The Ukraine is a kickback system. They are sending
it's
weapons
absolutely
and money.
A kickback system.